Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime at WFPR.FM. Yeah, on the internet, in your browser, anywhere, anytime, WFPR.FM. And in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial, maybe the knobs or the push buttons. You can preset it to 102.9 and always have it available. Here virtually today with our librarian. But our outreach librarian, Mitzi Guzzi. Mitzi, how are you doing today?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We're in February. The year is just flying by.
It has, it's flown by. The groundhog has already seen his shadow. So we know what we're in for, but at least it's a little bit warmer now. I mean, 30 degrees feels like warm as opposed to the bazillion from below we had.
It feels much better than zero.
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Yeah, definitely. Even zero, minus zero with the wind chills, which we're definitely biting.
Well, Steve, I would love to take this opportunity to tell you all about the different programs that we have going on at the library in the month of February. So, are you ready?
I am ready. Seatbelt fastened. We're in for the ride.
All right. So, as we start off every single time, the library is open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The library is not open on Sundays, and this month in particular, the library will be closed on Monday the 16th.
That might be a holiday then.
Yeah, there might be. Then, getting right into it, we have our first event literally Thursday the 5th, an interactive movie. It's a half day at the schools. This will be a matinee show at 1 o'clock p.m. Come in, get some popcorn, some fun prompts, and enjoy K-pop Demon Hunters. I mean, it's a golden opportunity to,
K-pop. I've been hearing about that. It's kind of like a thing.
Oh, definitely. It is. It's actually been a thing for a while, but it's a golden opportunity to spend time with family. You'll certainly learn how it's done at
Uh-oh.
this interactive
A
movie.
little bit of movement required there.
A little bit of interaction. It is a really fun experience. Miss Callie has been really like nail rock rocking it, just rocking it. So good.
Good.
Then we have our normal weekend story times, the knitting group. If anyone craftsy would like to come on down, it's every Friday, 10 a.m. to noon in the library. Then on the 9th, we have our watercolors workshop with Sharon Carlani. I believe there's still a few spots open for that. If not, please join the wait list. It is a really fun, it's a fun program. It's some of the things they do is so pretty.
Right. And while you
Then,
mentioned the wait list, we'll put a plug in too that all the registrations through your site to make sure that they go directly. So, because there are some folks via some of the socials that are kind of mimicking what you want to do, and that's not good.
no. If you ever see someone at telling you to register with them or that they have vendor slots available on our social media, yeah, it's not us. We don't do that. The most we do is we post it and possibly say, "Hi, if you want more information about our programs, please contact us here."
Right.
That is the most you will see from us usually from social media.
So, friendly reminder.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you. Then on the 10th, we have a new program that I want to highlight. It's our new afternoon art show that is called Mini Masterpieces. And
Masterpieces.
yes, so join Miss Lily each week, make your own little mini creations, a little like that size,
Five by five, maybe, or
yeah,
something. Yeah.
like pretty small painting. It's a step-by-step watercolor project. All materials are provided. It's a great fit for ages 6 through 12. And honestly, it's a really cool new program with Miss Lily. We all know how talented she is with the teen and the adult and the kids paint programs. So please come join us. Registration is open, and that'll be the new Tuesday afternoon thing. So definitely get in line for that.
Tuesday
Then,
art.
on the 11th, we have a date night concert at the library featuring the Bad Apples.
The bad apples.
Yes, probably seen them on the common once or twice. We're looking forward to a really fun time. So get your, date night going middle of the week before the rush gets crazy for a free concert. That then brings us to the big day, February 14th.
That's a
It's
special
Valentine's Day.
day. Yes.
So we have two events at the library for Valentine's Day. One, we have a craft along for adults, February 14th at 2 o'clock p.m. Registration is still open for it. I believe it is at a wait list at this point, but do double check that those things fluctuate
They
as
can
we get
flux.
closer to the date.
Sure.
And we have our chocolate tasting at 3 p.m.
Chocolate.
Yes. Now, the chocolate tasting, I know it's full. I think there's maybe one or two slots left on the wait list, but I would like to emphasize that if you're willing to be at the library and possibly only walk away with a good book, we usually have one or two spots open for walk-ins because
Things
something
happen.
happens, they can't show up anymore. And having those last minute slots, I mean, we will be asking people to come and join us.
You
It's
know?
a lot of fun. This year, we have a selection of 10 different chocolates that we'll be going through. Each chocolate will be a single origin from a different country. So we're kind of doing a chocolate world tour.
So if you want, you're willing to wait. I mean, why not wait for some chocolate?
If you're willing to come to the library, wait a little bit, see if a spot is open, you could snipe in, just like get right in there.
Sounds good.
It should be a very sweet time.
Oh, yes. I think
I
you wrapped us up
can't
on
help
that one.
myself. Oh, perfect. Oh, on point, Steve. On point.
The noodles
Love
are working
it.
today.
Then library's closing on the 16th, but the 17th, we have a teen paint party. Registration is open for that. That is a best fit for teens age 12 plus. All materials will be provided, and it'll be a lovely acrylic painting of candy hearts.
Also in the February theme. Between presidents and hearts, you know, Groundhog may be in there
Then
too. Oh,
the 18th in the morning, we have a magic show from Scott Martell at 10:30 in the morning. And then at 4 o'clock, we have a slime time. So people come on in and we'll be making slime at the library.
right. I'm detecting and remembering as well. This is the school vacation week, so you've got some extra
Yes,
special
it
things there.
is. Good catch, Steve. I was wondering if you'd
Aha.
get
See, doesn't take
that
me long to learn.
one. Then on the 19th at 10:30 a.m., we'll have Shadow Puppets with Mr. Vinny, always a crowd favorite, tons of fun. And then at 1 o'clock, our Lunar New Year celebration
Lunar
as we
New
welcome
Year.
in the Year of the Horse.
The year of the horse. We can go galloping away.
Then on the 20th, we'll be starting the day off with Parody Playhouse at 10:30 a.m. Great musical act for littles to like elementary middle. I think it's a lot of fun. Even as an adult, I think it's hilarious. And the 20th and the 21st, it's our book sale weekend. So get that dollar a book on Friday and Saturday, and then $5 a bag at the end on
Stuff the
Saturday.
bag, stuff the
Yup.
bag.
It is an awesome way to get some beach reads, get some gifts.
Well, and it's not just books too, right? It's some
Oh, yeah.
puzzles and some other things.
There's puzzles, games, CDs, movies. It's a great way to enjoy a little bit of shopping without really spending a lot.
And helping the library.
Always, always. Now, the 21st at 10:30 a.m., we also have our winter beach party.
Beach
It's an
party.
it's our annual event where we bring a little bit of summer into the cold, cold doldrums of winter so
Ooh.
that we'll have some sand play, some water, beach music.
Beach Boys, yay!
Yep, it just a little just to get a little out of the winter blahs and get a little bit more of that sunshine that we're getting to that point where we're craving. We've had
It's
enough
getting
winter now.
to 5 o'clock and the sun is still awake. That's a good
Yep,
thing.
exactly. The 21st is also the first day that our volunteer income tax preparation site will be up and running.
Oh yes, tax time, very
Yep,
important.
we're a walk-in site. Please check our website or the IRS website for what forms you should look into to bring with you. We need a photo ID, social security cards, W-2s, 1099s, 1099 HCs are the hard one that most often disappear. Like you have to go into the portal and find, they don't send
Right.
it to you.
No,
So
sometimes, yeah.
once you have your documents together, if your household made $67,000 or less this year, come get your taxes done for free at the library.
That is a good deal.
Then we have our second watercolor workshop on the Monday the 23rd. The watercolor workshops are at 6 p.m. So this is an evening program and for adults
Okay.
primarily.
Yep.
Moving through the week, we're exiting out of February, and we come to that last Saturday, the 28th, where we have our Vitasite again. We have painting for adults at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, registration required.
Right.
And at 3 o'clock, we have a special presentation, Putin's War, His Motives, Claims, and Lies.
Ooh.
Now, this is a special presentation from Dmitry Yakovlev. He's a wholehearted supporter of the Ukraine. And so he'll be presenting from that perspective
Sure.
that, Ukraine as a sovereign country needs to be protected. And just kind of is going through the history of this event. And I feel it's timely as we're entering the fourth year of the military action.
Right. And it's always appropriate to have kind of the key people, as in Dimitri, bringing and given that historical perspective. Because
Yep.
especially with the social and the other just news cycle, you get the sound bullets. You don't necessarily get that full set of history to put it in the context.
Because it most Ukrainians, this war hasn't been going on for 4 years. It's been
Right.
going on for closer to 8 or 10.
And there were actions, and they may not be directly related, but there were a lot of precedents or
Yes.
preceding events, probably better phrased.
And that will wrap up February with a nice little bow. And then we'll be looking at March pretty soon.
We'll march into March.
Yep, we've
Absolutely.
got some great things coming up in March. Keep an eye out for the New England Irish Harp Orchestra
Ah,
coming to the
St. Patrick's Day's in
library.
that month there. So, yeah, you're going to
Yep,
have a few Irish thingies.
we've got a couple of different acts and special programs coming in that are we're really excited about. As I mentioned, the Harp Orchestra, special thanks to the Franklin Cultural Council
Yes.
for helping us to bring the orchestra to the library.
Good deal. Yes. So moving from February with hearts and chocolate and school vacation to March with St. Patrick's and more daylight.
Yes, hopefully. Fingers crossed. I know we're gonna get more cold, but I'm ready. I'm done. I'm good for spring now.
Yep,
I'm
bring
good
it on.
for the rain.
Spring rains. Definitely. Well, thank you for sharing what's happening in February. And I'm looking forward to March.
I am too, Steve. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share all of this with our lovely community.
Excellent. And listeners, thank you for listening. Clearly, you can go to the library page to do the registrations, check on other things, because while we've talked about the highlights, oh, by the way, there's lots of other activities that we didn't even get to that happen on a regular basis. So, check it out. And maybe a book or two, who knows? And again, thank you. And a quick reminder for the listeners, we do this because Franklin matters.